This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Alan Wisdom. He's vice president at the Institute on Religion and Democracy here in Washington. We've asked him to offer his analysis following the release on Monday of a new poll suggesting that most religious denominations and those who profess a faith at all are on the decline in this country. The study was done through the American Religious Identification Survey. And Alan, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleased to be with you, Greg.
We are noticing declines in denominations, and the number of Americans is now at 15% who say they have no religion at all. What is your reaction to the survey? Should we be surprised?
Well, it's a long-term trend that we're seeing, and actually some of the decline in religious belief was stronger in the 1990s than in the last couple of years. But nevertheless, it is a concern that increasing numbers of people report no religious affiliation at all, and many of the historic churches in America are declining either absolutely or as a percentage of the population.
And according to the story that goes with this survey, it also suggests that even those who do identify with a particular religion or a particular Christian denomination, for a lot of them it's more of a hobby than something that really is a defining factor in their lives. Is that also changing as you see it?
Yes. Actually, that I think that's the bigger concern. There have for a long time been many people whose religious identification was more nominal than real, and perhaps some of the increase in people who say they have no religious affiliation is just that it's become socially more acceptable to say that you really don't regularly go anywhere for worship. But the deeper concern is a Christian worldview, and there certainly the indications are that large numbers of Americans, even ones who do go to church now and then and might still regard themselves as Christian, really don't have a consistent Christian worldview.
And then in terms of how it impacts the country, Alan, obviously you focus on this every day. You work for an organization called the Institute on Religion and Democracy. Talk about the intertwining of the two and how a decline in the significance of religion in the lives of Americans can impact our democracy.
The U.S. government was built by our founders on the assumption that we had a religious people. They were concerned about the long-term problem of democracy, that it becomes mob rule, where the group that has the greatest numbers or power can simply dominate the others. And they felt that the only way to hold back that danger was to have a people that were grounded in a religious faith, a people who recognized a source of authority higher than the government, a people who had a standard of morality higher than simply their own self-interest. And to the extent that more and more people have gotten away from grounding in religious traditions that provide that kind of authority structure, increasingly our society may come to resemble that thing against which the founders warned, which was the struggle between competing self-interests.
We're talking with Alan Wisdom, who is the vice president at the Institute on Religion and Democracy. And Alan, you mentioned a little while ago that some of the increasing numbers on folks not identifying themselves with any particular faith or denomination is the fact that saying so is now more socially acceptable. What else do you believe is at root here about why faith seems to be less of an important factor in people's lives?
I think we have a society that in many ways has become focused on the self, the fulfillment of the self, and people increasingly become resistant to Christianity or any other religion that tells them that there's a God who has a will for them to whom they're going to be accountable in judgment. And so certainly there seem to be numbers of people who are reacting against religious faith and Christianity in particular by saying, I want nothing to do with it. I want to live my life for myself and be my own standard of morality.
What about the role of the churches here, whether it's potentially a watered-down message or the controversies we've seen in the Catholic Church about the clergy abuse scandal and so forth, the controversies in the Anglican Church about ordination and all that sort of thing? What about the role of the churches in these numbers?
Well, certainly there has been damage to the moral authority of churches from different sources. The thing that concerns me most deeply in this survey is the sharpest drop is among the mainline Protestants. They were 19% of the population in 1990. They had declined to 17% in 2001, and they're now down to 13%. And that's really a precipitous decline in less than a generation. And these are the churches that historically were the religious bedrock in the United States. They were the ones who set the terms of the debate about different issues. And with them moving to the sidelines religiously, as they become weaker in their own beliefs and commitments, it really leaves a void. And it's not clear whether Catholics or evangelical Protestants, both of whom are holding their own, can fill that void. For different reasons, both of those two groups have not necessarily been able to play a role at the center of the national stage.
I don't know how long some sort of survey on this has happened, Alan, but does it ebb and flow, or do we see just a steady decline that when they take another survey in however many years, it's going to see the continuing trend of all this?
That's not clear. The decline in religious identification is certainly something that we see going back to the 1960s or 70s. On the other hand, the search for some kind of religious meaning is pretty deep. And the number of people who actually say that they're atheists is relatively small. So there still is very much of a spiritual searching among Americans. And so that is reason to hope that as at times in the past in our history, there can come a time of revival where these people who are spiritually searching discover that indeed Jesus Christ is the answer to what they're looking for.
Alan, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Well, you're welcome.
Alan Wisdom is Vice President at the Institute on Religion and Democracy here in Washington. This is Dateline Washington.